How to convert physical shares to an online Demat account. Owning physical share certificates used to be the norm before the digital revolution took over the stock market. However, with the rise of online trading, most investors now prefer to hold their shares in an electronic or Demat format. This change has many advantages, including easier management, reduced risk of loss or damage, and faster transactions. If you're still holding physical shares and wondering how to convert them to a Demat account, this guide will help you understand the process in simple steps. What is a Demat account? First of all, let's clarify what a Demat account is. A Demat account, short for dematerialized account, is an electronic account where your shares and securities are stored in digital form, eliminating the need for physical certificates. This account makes it convenient for you to buy, sell, and hold shares without the hassle of handling paperwork. Why should you convert physical shares to a Demat account? You might wonder, why should you convert your physical shares to a Demat account? Here are a few reasons. Safety: physical certificates are prone to damage, theft, or loss. In contrast, Demat shares are securely stored online. Convenience: you can buy or sell shares at the click of a button, anytime and anywhere. Faster transactions: with physical shares, transferring ownership or selling them can take weeks. A Demat account allows for instant transactions. Easy access to dividends and bonuses: having your shares in a Demat account ensures that you receive dividends, bonuses, and other benefits directly into your account without delay. Cost-effective: paperwork, stamp duty, and handling charges are minimized with Demat accounts. How to convert physical shares to a Demat account. Now that you know why converting to a Demat account is beneficial, the next question is, how do you convert your physical shares to a Demat account? The process is quite straightforward, and we'll break it down step by step. Step 1, open a Demat account. The first thing you'll need is an active Demat account. If you don't have one yet, you can open a free Demat account with a depository participant, DP, such as a stockbroker or a bank. Here's what you need to do. Choose a DP that suits your needs, based on factors like account charges, services, and reputation. Submit your Know Your Customer, KYC, documents like proof of identity, address, and PAN card. Once your KYC is verified, your Demat account will be opened, and you'll be provided with an account number. Step 2, fill a Dematerialization Request Form, DRF. After you've opened your Demat account, the next step is to fill a Dematerialization Request Form, DRF. You can obtain this form from your DP. Here's what you need to do. Fill out the DRF with the required details such as your name, Demat account number, and the details of the shares you wish to dematerialize. Ensure that you attach the physical share certificates to the DRF. Make sure that the names on the certificates match the names in your Demat account. If there's a mismatch, you may need to update the names first before proceeding. Step 3, submit the DRF form and share certificates to your DP. Once you've filled out the DRF and attached your physical share certificates, submit these documents to your DP. Your DP will verify the information and forward your request to the respective company's registrar and transfer agent, RTA, for processing. Step 4, wait for the confirmation. After submitting the DRF, your DP will process the dematerialization request. This can take anywhere from a few days to a couple of weeks. During this time, the company's RTA will verify your physical shares and confirm their authenticity. Step 5, receive your shares in Demat form. Once your request is approved, your physical shares will be converted into electronic form and credited to your Demat account. You will receive a notification from your DP confirming the successful conversion. What happens if your physical shares are rejected? In some cases, The dematerialization request may be rejected if there are errors in the share certificates or discrepancies in the information provided. If this happens, your DP will notify you, and you may need to correct the errors or resolve the issues with the company's RTA before resubmitting the request. Key documents required for conversion. To ensure a smooth conversion process, make sure you have the following documents ready. Demat account details. Dematerialization request form, DRF. Original physical share certificates. Proof of identity and address, KYC documents. Can you still hold physical shares? The stock market has largely shifted to digital platforms, and holding physical shares is no longer as practical or secure as it once was. In fact, many stock exchanges, like NSE and BSE, have made it mandatory to convert physical shares into DMAT form for trading purposes. Hence, it's highly recommended to dematerialize your physical shares sooner rather than later. Conclusion. Converting physical shares to a DMAT account is a simple process that ensures better security, convenience, and efficiency. By following the steps outlined above, you can easily transition from paper certificates to digital shares, giving you access to faster transactions and more control over your investments. If you haven't done so already, now is the time to convert your physical shares and enjoy the many benefits of a DMAT account.